Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins. They doing some workouts. They got that going on, you know. The one thing is, like, they got this whole Jalen Ramsey thing going on, waiting for him to be gone. I know I saw that Anthony Weaver is like, yeah, nothing surprises me anymore. So I can't even, you know, it doesn't seem like they're too worried about it. I still am like, is there any make good that could happen? Just because I don't know what they're going to get in a trade for Jalen Ramsey. I don't know what's going to be in the realm of making that better. But I think ultimately what the Dolphins need to buck against is, like, if they get into any kind of slow start this year, does that put the coaching staff in a tough spot as far as, like, everyone's going to be completely rats off a ship? Because it already feels like anybody who already had those feelings at the end of last year is looking to hightail it out of here, like Tyreek, like Jalen Ramsey. It seems like things are better with Tyreek Hill. It seems like it. But Ramsey, it's just like the damage is done, my friend.
Tyreek is his own doing, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
The feelings that any ill will, any ill feelings that people may have for Tyreek is because of his actions. And you could put whatever twist you want on it, right? I think he did his fellow teammates wrong at the end of the last year.
Yeah, he certainly did. And so, like, the make good has to be there. The thing is, though, the thing that just worries you, though, is can he truly make good on it? Or is it a sign that as soon as it goes bad again, he's going to do that? Because that's
the thing.
That's going to be the true test of it. It's like, it's all cool now. There's no games right now.
Isn't that what I told you earlier in the year?
No.
Like, when no football is being played, like, good or bad, you go through a lot of stuff that is just useless because you're not playing football.
No, some stuff's very useful in the offseason. Very useful in the offseason. Tyreek Hill, though, it's going to be actions, not words. But if you're talking about, like, if I see Julian Hill looking like running like a reindeer down the field, woo! I mean, you want to talk about breaking up Donner and Blitzen, I'm all for that. Because let's be real, something's going to click for that guy. I'm telling you, I smell it. It feels like it's going to click for him this year. This might be the year for Julian
Hill. Has he scored a touchdown yet?
No, I mean, I've lost a lot of money. A lot of money. But I feel like what the good part is it's going to make good this year because the odds will be so sky high on him that eventually I'll be able to be there when I cash it in and it finally happens.
Okay.
I'm thinking Julian Hill, little shovel pass from Tua right there in his rhinoceros paws. That's where it's going to happen for me.
And you think he's going to be playing tight end over Jonnu?
No, not on every, but like there'll be plays where he's going to be like they do a little too tight end set. And then, oh, we thought Julian Hill was blocking. Oh, he's wide open. Julian, it's in his paws. Oh, my God, he caught it. Ah!
Remember, didn't he kick a football's ass last year?
How many times do you want to go over it?
Oh, he fell down on the one?
Yeah. I think he had more penalty yards than receiving yards last year. I'm genuine.
Oh, he got that Duncan Robinson. Soon as he get on the field, he grabbing something.
But if he doesn't have me, who does he have? Like, I don't want to be rats off a ship.
Didn't they sign another tight end, too?
Yeah. What's his name? They did. They signed a guy from the Seahawks. Pharaoh something. Pharaoh Brown? Is it Pharaoh Brown I think they signed? Yeah, he might not make the team then.
Can't score touchdowns if you're not putting on a uniform.
Man, that's fair. But that stuff matters in the offseason. I'll tell you another thing that matters. When Chop Robinson's telling me I'm working out on football this year, not to be a track star for the combine, that was goosies to me. You want to know why? Because now Chop Robinson can just focus on the task at hand, which is getting better at football, not impressing a bunch of stopwatches. And so now he goes
He did get substantially better as the season went on.
Oh, absolutely. But now it's a true off season. You know, he can go get into the lab, work on all the things he needs to work on. I expect a leap from Chop Robinson.
You sound absolutely ridiculous.
No, I'm telling you, dude, this is going to happen.
Every time I got to the offseason, you know what I thought? When am I going to be able to take a nap?
Even when you were second year?
Yes.
That was a 3-13 season.
Keep in mind, I took a lot of a pounding from year to year.
Understood.
So it wasn't like the season ended and I was like, oh, I can't wait to get back in the lab.
I'm sure he put his feet up a little bit, but then, you know, you want to get back to the task at hand and get in the lab.
At this point, I would be working out.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just excited about it. Anyway, Panthers, they got game 3 tomorrow night. They could put the death knell in the old Carolina Hurricanes if they go up 3-0. They've destroyed them so far this series. Everybody's scoring for the Panthers. Nobody is scoring for the dirty Hurricanes. And Sebastian Aho, you're a real bastard for what you did to Sam Reinhart.
Tell him we got something for you.
Yeah, we got something for you.
But here's the problem.
You already saw what happened to your guy who got sent sky high by Nico Mikola.
You know what I love about the Panthers? They do stuff, and they're physical, and they talk trash. And all it does is get the other team off their game. They're still playing Panther hockey, right? They don't never deviate from that with all the trash talk, the pushing, or whatever. The other guys get mad.
The only guy who's a little reckless with it is A.J. Greer. Like, he's the only guy.
Oh, my goodness. He's a
Tasmanian devil. He says,
as soon as I get on ice, I feel like I have to hit something.
Right in the face.
Yeah.
They're like, no, A.J., no. Sorry. I know. I'm new. I'm sorry. But he can't be tamed.
They had more. They were shorthanded more than Carolina, right?
You talk about the number of power plays.
Yeah,
I think it was even. I think they both had 3.
But you know what's funny? When the Panthers went on power play, the puck never got out of their offensive end. And when Carolina had a power play, I sometimes couldn't tell who had the power play because the Panthers were in the offensive end shorthanded a lot.
No, when they had that last one where it was all basically Marchand just peppering them, I was like, geez, this team is like, they're a tap machine right now. Like, they're just counting.
Right.
They
shorthanded and you're playing defense.
Like, they couldn't wait to get out of that game. It was an embarrassing effort from them. It really was. But that's what the Panthers, they've completely wilted
these
teams.
They wear you down.
They wear your ass down. They wear your ass down. And, I mean, that building's going to be so fired up for their Cats tomorrow. I imagine the place is going to be on absolute fire. And
games, all their games are at 8.
Yep.
So that's cool.
Yep.
Right. 8 o'clock, that'll be, I have time to, I'm trying to think, what do I want to do? I got to clean my backyard.
What?
I got to clean my backyard, but I'm trying to figure out when to do it so that I can
be ready by 8.
But well, and just not be so sore the next day when I go golfing. Because when you're out there in that sun pressure cleaning, whoo.
Yeah, but you made it seem like you have to make your routine surrounded around the cats. Like, you'll be all right.
I do.
Like, don't.
I do.
He does that all the time.
I do it all the time.
Like, what do you?
How long have you known me, dude?
Pickle, my fancy is a thing because he schedules his day around the game.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Okay, how many times have I told you I got to get my cooler?
Okay, but you're making
I got to get my cooler snacks ready.
I understand, but
drinks.
You're making it seem here like you're Brad Martian and you have morning skate. Like, morning lawn care is your Panthers pregame. It's ridiculous.
No, first I got to get up and then I go golf.
Okay.
And then I get home at about 11:30, 12. And do I take a little nap so it's not too hot?
The old right? nap.
And then do it before? Like, yeah, man, I got a lot of decisions to make. Got to coordinate.
You're not Sergei Bobrovsky. Like, okay, you don't have a game day routine. Like, stop acting like you have some kind of game day routine.
I do.
You don't.
Gotta be,
this is just Saturday with a side of hockey for you.
I got to be AIW at 8:05.
Ass in
water.
Water?
Yeah.
Do you have the big screen out or do you have the iPad out there?
No, I have the TV. I have another TV. When you come over, I put my big TV outside.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another TV in the corner. And I pump it through the speaker.
All right.
Now, sometimes I sit in that jacuzzi so long, the TV gets a little blurry.
That's because
you
had too much tequila.
No, that'll never happen again.
It will.
That's garbage. Tequila sucked.
All right.
I don't like tequila. All
right. I agree.
And everybody, and you know what?
You guys have two terrible takes here.
You know what? These people, I'm going to say this to these people. You know who you are. Every time somebody says they don't like something, you didn't have it prepared the right way, or you drank the wrong brand. You can't drink that cheap stuff. And no. I don't like tequila. I tried the fancy stuff.
Yeah, but was it too fancy? Like, you don't want to get the stuff that's too fancy because that's not real tequila.
Okay, so which one's the one that you like, Tobin?
I told you the in-between.
He's a redneck. He just drinks the bottle that says tequila.
That's not fair. Okay, that's not fair. I'm not. You want to drink a step above the yellow Cuervo, but like maybe a step below like the Primo stuff. You know, just enough to feel like you're drinking tequila, but not enough to make it feel like you're going to yak a boot out.
So I drank, so Joe told me what tequila to get.
You can't drink the same tequila as Joe Rose.
Why not?
I just don't think like you're up to that speed, dude.
What is it called? O's, starts with an O. I don't know.
It's just that's not your speed. We need to slow roll you a little bit. Like, you went right in. You didn't even spar. Like, you went right into a fight, and I don't think that was proper for you.
Yeah, but when you tell somebody to try something, mm-hmm. if like somebody came over and never had a burger, uh-huh. right, and you can cook them one. Or take them to McDonald's. You don't want their first introduction to a hamburger to be McDonald's.
Well, as a kid, that's basically your first introduction to a burger, Leroy.
Let me see. No.
You know what makes tequila even better?
That was a grill.
What makes tequila even better right now is how hot it is. Like, that makes it even better. Because it's like it's a refreshing type of getting wasted.
Tequila?
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
No, right, it's not.
There's mixer. Nothing.
No.
No, it's not.
You guys,
how long was I carrying around that glass?
He was offering it to everyone.
Oh, I would have.
I literally had two drinks.
He's like,
all
try
night.
It.
Yeah, I didn't.
I had
get it
two
offered.
Drinks all night.
I would have taken that puppy
because
out
it was
so
tequila.
Quick. Yeah.
Two drinks all night,
dude.
It was water tequila. By the time you got there, Tobin.
I love. First of all, that's a great taste. Like when you allow the alcohol, you drink the alcohol, but then you allow like whatever remnants is there on the ice when it's hot out, and then you get the remnants ice before you go get a refill. That's a good taste. Second of all,
they use the big ice.
You want to see the thing that makes tequila special. you want to feel like a certain type of delirious in the heat to go along with your tequila. That's what makes it refreshing. No mixer.
That's what makes it dangerous, because you keep going.
Nope. I mean,
and you end up hating tequila from how
if
much
you don't want me to drink. If you don't want me to drink at the house, just say all we have is tequila.
Remember you got that expensive-ass whiskey that tasted like cigarettes? Like, that's probably the type of tequila you got.
I wanted to punch the person in the face because I told him I don't want the whiskey that tastes like cigarettes. I don't smoke cigars. He gave me cigarettes. It's still sitting there. So if you see somebody that I don't like over to my house, I'm going to give him that.
Take a break here on the show. Before that, if you guys want to go to Dierks Bentley right now, caller number 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. You'll win our Dierks Bentley tickets. He's bringing his Broken Branches tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in June. And your chance to win is right now. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560. We'll win our final pair of tickets to Dierks Bentley as he brings his Broken Branches tour
Frederick.
To the I Think Financial Amphitheater in a couple of weeks. But caller 5 right now will win those tickets. Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as your Florida Panthers, 2 wins away from advancing to their 3rd straight Stanley Cup final, put it on the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday. Just absolutely throttled them, and it was good. Paul Maurice, cool as ever. The only thing we're waiting on right now is Rhino. See where he's at. I really don't want him to be hurt, seriously, and I mean this sincerely. That really pissed me off. I mean, like, that really pissed me off when that dude's diving all over the place. Top bum behavior by these Carolina Hurricanes, 2 straight games. Trying to take out Bob's head, trying to take out Rhino's knees, or successfully taking out Rhino's knees. I'm glad that guy got sent into Loopyville by our favorite polar bear.
He did absolutely get sent.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. You're sliding. Oh, no. Nico Meikle is there just to light your ass up. And then he's going, is he eating a raw fish on the bench? Yeah, that's what he does.
Somebody just throws him like little fish.
Yeah, it's like it's at the SeaWorld. Like one guy's in charge. Like they got one of those steel buckets like they have at SeaWorld. And that's for Nico Meikle. After he lights your after he either scores a goal or gets a block or lights somebody up, they're just like, that's a good Nico. Good job, Meeksy.
He catches it.
Yeah, he catches it. He just feels, he's just like, ah, happy polar bear. That's what he is. He's a happy, menacing polar bear. That's what's to love about him, you know? Yesterday, he gave up the puck in the locker room to Carter Ray.
Oh, great game, boys. Bobby Unreal. Sporty Unreal. Swaggy.
Let's go home. Get another one.
Yeah, that's good. That board is filling up.
Look at that. She's beautiful.
What is it, six away?
Six away, dude. Six away. It's a lot of road pucks on there, too. These guys are absolutely unreal. By the way, Paul Maurice is not wrong. You can't understand a word he says.
Oh, great game, boys. Bobby unreal. Sporty unreal. Swaggy.
Like he's saying, I can hear him say unreal, but it sounds like he calls Bobby Poppy.
Yeah.
Like he's not calling him Bobby.
He's not saying Bobby.
Poppy.
Oh, great game, boys. Bobby unreal. Sporty unreal. Swaggy.
Really, what it should be is, what did he say? I don't know. I don't speak polar bear. Just throw him a fish. Poppy unreal. Bobby
does
sound
like you say Poppy.
He does. He does.
Still sounds very manly.
or
very
or,
tough.
Or like a yeah, very tough, very menacing. That's what he is. He's terrifying.
Nobody's gonna say to him, "It's Bobby."
No, just let him roll.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you try and correct me? Let's just take him to Dairy Queen. Okay, let's calm him down. Take him to Dairy Queen. Let's get him a fish blizzard. And he'll be happy. Are you paying? No, he's got to pay himself. Bring his per diem.
You know that's you don't invite somebody for anything and then make them pay.
No, I don't know how they went.
Bobby unreal. Sporty unreal. Swaggy.
He's so giant. Like he's just a behemoth. These are not small people he's around.
I mean, one guy is 5'9".
One guy. Yeah, one guy is, Leroy. The rest of them.
Underestimate him.
The rest of them, he basically covers them like an eclipse because he's the size of a woodland creature. Or I guess in this case, an Arctic creature. Do polar bears live in igloos? Like, where do they live when they're out there in the cold? They bury a hole?
I can tell you where.
Hmm?
Wherever they want.
No, but like seriously, when a bear is out in the Arctic desert, where does it live? Like, how does it sleep? Does it find shelter? Does it live under a glacier? Where does a polar bear live? Because obviously, in a regular bear, they have caves. So, do they make an ice cave? Do they dig for one? Where does a polar bear live when out in the Arctic?
They just live amongst the glaciers.
No, but where, Brittany? Do they go to a point where it's like,
dude?
Do
can
they
I
dig
just
a hole?
Tell you,
no, this is not a stupid question. A stupid question.
Hold on. You get mad at me for asking legitimate hockey questions, and you just asked where do polar bears live? You better not ever say anything about my questions again.
Why? Do you have an answer?
This right here is making us all stupid.
How is it stupid? That's a perfectly legitimate question.
So is all my questions.
Your questions are way too detailed and specific for certain situations, and you always bring them up in strange spots.
I want knowledge.
You don't want knowledge. You just wanted to show off to Brian Boucher. That's all you want. It's a perfectly reasonable question. Where the hell do they live?
I found out.
Where?
They live and they sleep in dugout holes in the snow. Oh. That's where they seek shelter. Yes.
So like they just bit like a dog, like a puppy.
Yeah, essentially.
See, don't you find that interesting?
No.
What do you mean, dude?
Wait. I missed a whole it where says, they live thing.
Polar bears typically sleep in simple depressions or dugout areas they create in the snow or ground. These resting places are not permanent dens, but rather temporary shelters to use for sleep, stay out of the wind, or cool down if it's warm.
Hmm. So they make their own caves, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not a cave.
That's pretty fascinating. You got to admit, you didn't know that.
No, it's not, you moron, because then you just said, so they dig their own caves.
Yeah, in the snow.
You just said, it's not a cave.
It's a hole. It's a cave instead of in a glacier, they're building a cave in the ground. Okay, so, like, it's not that stupid. So why don't you try and keep up?
No, just think of this. Where they live is like a car. What you're thinking of is like a house. A cave is a house.
But if they had multiple...
go in and live.
Okay, but think about this. If they have multiple bears, like, could there be a foreman bear, and then the bears are coming together to make a little ice house?
They're not very friendly creatures. They're not friendly amongst each other either, so I don't think they're having, like, parties.
Sleepovers!
Yeah. No,
I don't think so they often fight, actually.
There's no polar bear alliance?
Aggressive. No, they're very aggressive animals.
It's pretty impressive that they've gotten Nico Mikula to be a team player. You would admit.
What?
It's not in his nature.
Done to this
no,
show?
What do you mean, dude? Like, it's not in his nature to be that way. So to think that this man is able to have the chemistry in a team in a locker room where you can't understand a damn word he says, but you know that he's on the same page with everybody else. He's not your typical polar bear.
Well, here's the other. So, besides these stupid questions, I walk by Fonz, and he goes, here's a couple of bucks. I'll take a Mai Tai. That's what he just said to me.
Give him a point.
Oh, gosh.
Surprised he didn't ask you for a couple bucks to go get a new pot.
No.
We'll take a break. We'll play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
you're dead to me.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Final segment here. We'll play a little You're Dead to Me. So, Knicks fans, and really anybody who's outraged about this. So, Tyrese Haliburton hits a shot for all time, right?
Yep.
Incredible moment. He does the... And we've said he's a little bit of a... What did he call himself? An aura farmer? He's been taking other people's celebrations, but almost has done it in a mocking way. But this one was a cool one in particular because he does the choke sign with Reggie Miller on the broadcast, who's probably the most beloved Indiana Pacer.
Yep.
And I see people who are like, did Reggie point at Tyrese Haliburton? Try and hide your bias.
Oh, like they do on ESPN?
Leroy, exactly. Are you bleeping kidding me? You jackasses. It's basically the new... I think I'm watching MSG when I turn on ESPN. Between Stephen A. Smith and everybody who works on the Knicks broadcast that's on JetUp and all the Knicks fans and every celebrity you have. You guys show nonstop. Ben Stiller, Tracy Morgan, the Bing Bong Doofus, all of these idiots.
It's like the Bing Bong Doofus.
Timothy Chalamet, all of these fans. Heavens to Betsy. The guy doing the game, a Pacers legend, gets a little tip of the cap from Tyrese Haliburton, and he had the audacity to point at him. Let me tell you something. If anybody said that to D-Wade, if D-Wade was doing a game next year on Amazon, and let's just say in the very fictional scenario that the Heat hit a big shot for a win at home or on the road, and they gave this to D-Wade, and D-Wade gave a point back. If you don't think that's Goosey's galore, I don't know what to tell you. And you don't think that Reggie Miller... Guess what, guys? You don't think Reggie Miller and his heart's rooting for the Pacers? Of course he is! But the Knicks fan, who's got more representation than everybody's trying to climb on top of each other. I'm the biggest Knicks fan. No, I'm the biggest Knicks fan. No, I'm the biggest Knicks fan. You guys sound like such babies because the broadcaster on TNT had the audacity to point at Tyrese Haliburton, who was copying his celebration. Are you high as a kite? You're dead to me.
Dead to me.
You know what the worst part about that is? The game still went in overtime, so you could have won the game.
Yeah, sure. But, like, even if it didn't and it was a winner, who cares?
Yeah.
It's a nod from a player. It's a cool thing. If you think it's anything but cool, you're just a jackass. And especially from the Knicks fans who are like, oh, Reggie's being biased. Oh, please, dude. Like, you guys haven't infested our airwaves for second round victories for the last 2 months. Get out of here. What do you got, Leroy?
So, who's dead to me at the Carolina Panthers? Here's why. Carolina Hurricanes. The Panthers are so far in your head, or so much living rent free in your head, that you have resorted to the thuggery. And
the street stuff.
They have taken you so far away from the game that you play that you're not even concentrating on hockey. You're trying to get back. Trying to get Bob. Got Reinhardt. You're just trying to get payback while giving up 5 goals and losing 5-0, 5-1, 5-2. So, you're dead to me. Like,
you're dead to me.
Come out of it like you went into it, playing a certain style of hockey, If it doesn't work, live with that. But you ain't going to be able to play the Panthers style of game. You're not. Stop trying. I feel bad for you. Because I'm like, look at him.
Look at him. Leroy's pitying you.
Extra physical. Right.
Wow.
You're still dead to me, though. Because I hate when teams, like, it's almost like sore loser mentality. We can't win. Let's hurt them.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, besides repeating everybody and saying Sebastian Aho for the obvious, we are getting near the end of the American penny, guys. They're going to stop making them within the year because it costs a lot more to make them than they're actually being used.
So the penny's dead to you?
No, the penny's dead to America.
You're dead to me.
Oh. But you have no personal animosity about us stopping to reproduce the penny. It is quite
obvious.
It's
going
to
happen, right? Care, no.
You know what's going to happen. Like, people are going to start charging, rounding up taxes to the nickel or the dime. So they're going to find more ways to kind of finagle that money, too. You do that a couple of million times a year.
When's the last
time? They're
going
to start asking for pennies, and then like they're going to be worth a lot more than they are now, I think.
Nah, whatever. I mean, like, I can't lie. I can't remember the last time I've used a penny. If the guy tries,
apparently they produced 3 billion pennies last year and lost more than 85 million in the process.
Yeah, sounds like it is a waste because, like, if I get a penny, it's like it's going to like the little compartment in my car. And if a guy tries to give me a penny even and I don't realize, I'll be like, just keep it, dude. Like the 2 cents, like I'll just take the silver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pirate. You'll be keeping your copper. Just give me the silver.
Now you can no longer say a penny for your thoughts.
I mean, yeah, unless you've collected a bunch of them.
You can still collect them and then turn them in and make money that way. So I don't know. Is there really a loss?
There's only one penny that matters, and that's Brad Penny, because they don't make them like him anymore. They stop. That's a real discontinuement in baseball, because they don't make him like Brad Penny anymore.
The moose.
A real hoss, dude. Could reach back. He's a pickleball fan now, or plays pickleball. I think he's like a pro pickleball player. I see him doing a lot of pickleball on my Instagram. It's good to see he's found a passion after sports. Brittany, who's dead to you?
I had my dead to me before I even got here today.
Wow.
Any chance I get, you know I'm going to talk about F1, so bear with me. The Monaco Grand Prix is this weekend, and today was free practice 1 at 9 a.m. And it is, for those of you who don't watch F1, Charles Leclerc is Monegascan, and Monaco is his home race. Home races are really big in F1.
Mm.
Well, today in free practice one, Lance Stroll, who is the driver for Aston Martin, decided to brake hard on a turn and had Charles Leclerc absolutely destroy his front wing in his rear. So, Lance Stroll, you are dead to me. He has done this too many times.
Wow.
He is a liability on the track. He always blames everybody else, but does stupid stuff. And so thankfully, Charles Leclerc was able to come back in FP2, and which is free practice two. And he is leading right now for the time in the Monaco Grand Prix. But you almost ruined Charles Leclerc's home race, Lance Stroll. So Lance Stroll, you are dead to me.
A real Sebastian Aho on the racetrack, Leroy.
That's exactly what he is.
Reminds me of Talladega Nights. I will be forced to break your arm, Ricky Bobby. These colors don't run. Don't you say it, Ricky. All you have to say is, I love clips. Don't you do it, Ricky Bobby.
Not this ridiculous semi racing 200 miles an hour sipping on a cappuccino. That movie would go down. You know Ricky Bobby's dad?
Yeah.
He's on NCIS now.
He's on everything. He's one of those guys. He's on everything. I like the guy who memed the other day of I sent you the clips of the guy. Some guy on Instagram put the Carolina Hurricanes logo of Ricky Bobby trying to get into the car with the Panther. The Panther just mauls him.
He goes,
Be calm, Ricky. He can sense fear.
And then they show the after. He's got all these scratches on him.
I will have no other choice, Ricky Bobby. Love that movie. All right, everybody have a tremendous weekend. We will be off on Monday, of course. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody be safe. You know, all tequila jokes aside, make sure you be careful.
Be safe and responsible.
There. Yep. And if you're going to be reckless, maybe in the comfort of your own home. Or
have a backup plan. Designated driver.
Yes. Or an Uber driver, something like that. Have your Uber apps on hand. Get that all set for you. And we'll talk to you guys up on Tuesday. Hopefully we'll be talking to you after another Cats victory, feeling very confident, as we should be going into all this, because they're absolutely pummeling these Carolina Hurricanes. And you could tell. I think even Brenda Moore's like, when he's shrugging his shoulders, like, sometimes it's good coming off it's good coming off an ass kicking like this. That guy has no answers. Let me tell you, when you have a guy like that, he has no answers. He's struggling. He thought they were going to come in here. We're going to be the tougher team. Rah! Oh, no. It's got to be one thing when you guys are – they were sitting back at home game planning for this. They're like, these Panthers, they're in a seven-game struggle. We're just sitting back here. We're going to bring the physicality to them game one. Oh, no. Like, it immediately failed. It immediately failed. Immediately. You had this genius plan the entire time. You're like, what are we going to do, coach? We're going to bring the fight to those Panthers. No!
Every time the camera goes to the coach or everybody on the stands, man.
Oh, when Paul Maurice brought out the challenge and he was like, oh, no, I think he's right. I think he was offsides. Oh, no, we're still being shut out. Oh, God. Oh, no. You knew it was over for him. It's all right, though, dude.
For sure.
It'll all be over soon. Carolina. And the thing that's great, Carolina, you'll be able to extend your record to winless Eastern Conference Final, whatever the hell it is. Oof. Terrible. It's all coming for us, though. This is fantastic. This Cats team has brought a lot of joy. Everybody's getting involved in the party. These Cats, they're on a legendary run right now. We're shooting rats at Brad Marchand. That was fun. Did you see that? They're shooting the rats at Marchand.
And Paul Maurice loves it. He thinks it's hysterical.
It is hysterical. I love the person, though, who just, like, whenever the thing that's become my favorite on the road is the one fan who's sneaking the rat into the building, and he just throws the lone. You get like 2-3 rats on the road that are just like, you snuck them in. Like, that's a real dagger. When you risk bringing the rat into the road building and you're just like, this is going to be great. First of all, that building was so damn empty by the end of it. Like, it was a sea of just empty seats. And at the end of it, you just have these rats on the ice. Mwah. Top notch.
When they hitting them at Marchand?
Just said that, too. We literally just said that. You know what? That is appropriate ending to the week. That is... We'll
talk. Break another pot.
We'll enjoy your late run. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
It is. Whoops.
Are you okay?
Oh, man.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.